Welcome back. This one is advanced, and honestly, it's one of the biggest separators between tracks that are technically sick and tracks that actually do damage in a club. We're talking about emotional arc across club tracks that actually works. Because here's the truth. Energy is not the same thing as emotional movement. You can have hard drums, filthy bass design, polished mixdowns, big impacts, all of that, and the track still feels emotionally flat. It hits, but it doesn't pull anybody anywhere. In drum and bass, especially darker rollers, Neuro Deep 174 stuff, jungle-leaning club tracks, the emotional arc comes from tension, release, memory, contrast, and momentum over time. The best records don't just go hard, they feel like they're heading somewhere. So in this lesson, we're building a practical arrangement system in Ableton Live that actually works in real club conditions. We want an intro that creates intrigue without giving away the whole tune, a first drop that lands hard, but leaves room for growth, a middle section that changes the emotional meaning of the material, a second drop that feels inevitable and bigger, and an outro that helps the DJ without making the track feel like it just gave up. And the big theme all the way through this lesson is this. A real emotional arc is about revealing the right information at the right time. Let's get into it. First, before you even arrange the track, define the emotional identity in one sentence. Literally finish this sentence. This track feels like, maybe it's paranoid but euphoric, maybe it's cold urban pressure with a human vocal ache, maybe it's jungle nostalgia collapsing into modern dark roll, maybe it's relentless menace with one emotional melody hidden underneath. That might sound simple, but if you can't say what the track feels like, your arrangement usually becomes just a stack of sections. You get intro, build, drop, breakdown, drop, outro, but no narrative, no actual psychological direction. In Ableton, make a blank MIDI track called Arc Notes. Then create empty clips or just clip names for each major section. Something like intro equals intrigue, drop 1 equals controlled threat, breakdown equals memory or loss, drop 2 equals full confrontation. This is low tech, but it works. It gives you a decision filter. Every arrangement move has to support the section's emotional job. Next, build a core motif that can survive multiple sections. This is huge. If you want a proper arc, the track needs recurring identity. In drum and bass, that motif might be a tiny minor key melody, a vocal fragment, a chord stab, a Reese phrase rhythm, or a jungle pad memory. And the important bit is this. The motif should not appear as the exact same sound every time. It should come back in different forms. That's how club music creates emotional continuity without sounding repetitive. A really useful setup is to build three layers. First, the motif layer. This is the emotional seed, maybe a pad in D minor, F minor, or G minor for that classic dark D&B gravity. You can use wave editable or operator, keep it simple, soft saw plus sine support, then shape it with auto filter, some hybrid reverb, maybe utility for width control. Second, the atmosphere layer. This is your world building. City ambience, vinyl crackle, rain, station noise, stretched break texture, jungle artifacts. High pass it, add a little echo, subtle auto pan, maybe very light redux if you want grit. Third, the club translation layer. This is key. It's the motif translated into a language that works in the drop. It might be a Reese rhythm, a one-shot stab, or a vocal chop turned into a groove element. That translation layer is what lets the crowd subconsciously recognize the same emotional idea when the full groove arrives. Now once your identity is there, don't freehand the arrangement too early. Build a proper D&B skeleton first. At 174 BPM, a strong club map could be intro from bars 1 to 17, build from 17 to 25, drop 1 from 25 to 49, midsection from 49 to 65, second build from 65 to 73, drop 2 from 73 to 105, and outro from 105 to 121. That's not a law, but it is a really useful framework. In arrangement view, set locators every 16 bars and label them clearly. Color code your drums, bass, music, effects, vocals, and group them properly. Drums, bass, music, effects, box. Make it easy to think at the section level. And here's a very advanced producer move that sounds boring, but is incredibly effective. Create an automation plan before you finish the arrangement. Decide where width expands and contracts, where low end enters and leaves, where reverb swells and then gets cut, where drum bus saturation increases, where the riser intensity is actually doing something. Because emotional arrangement is mostly automation. If the automation lanes are empty, the emotional arc usually is too. Now let's talk about the intro. A lot of producers make intros that are clean, useful, DJ-friendly and completely emotionally generic. The intro should tell the room what kind of tension this track carries. For darker or heavier DNB, a strong intro usually gives you a hint of the motif, one rhythmic clue from the drop, restrained low end, and a sense of unanswered threat. So for the first 8 bars or so, think Atmos only, filtered motif, one distant percussion clue, no full drums. Then in the next 8 bars, bring in hats or a top loop, maybe a halftime kick cue or break texture, bass implication but not full sub. One beautiful trick here is stereo width collapse. Start wider and more dreamlike, then gradually narrow before the drop. Wide feels distant, blurry, memory-like. Narrow feels focused and imminent. So maybe your intro textures are sitting around 130% width, then just before the build or just before impact, you pull that down toward 90. On a system, that little tightening can feel really tense. Also, instead of grabbing a generic riser sample, resample your own intro material. Freeze and flatten textures, reverse them, stretch them in Complex Pro, and use those as transitions. This audio version is shortened for playback.